Hello, hello. And today we'll be taking a deep dive into the effects and the destroying effects and all of the terrible, terrible effects of anger. Okay, so we are about to check out the different ways to tell if you have a real anger problem. Now I want you to go into your room and look at the mirror. If there's a hole in the mirror and if there are glass cuts on your hand, you probably have an anger problem. Also, you might check the area around your bed for blood. If so, check if it's your blood. If it's not, you might have an anger problem. Might. I can't say for sure. Might. Are your kids currently going through therapy or in the emergency room? If so, you probably have anger. Are you currently going through a lawsuit? If so, chances are you have anger. All these things are very clear ways to tell that you have a serious anger problem. If any of these apply to you, any of them, please listen on. You have to tell. You have to understand. I used to be a mashgiach in the yeshiva. Yeshiva of Ohio. I worked with Bacher. I know a lot about anger. One time this Bacher came into my office. And I asked him new. What's new? I'm not going to say his name. For now, his name is Beryl. So I said, Beryl, new. What's happening with you? Why are you in my office? He said, I have something I really need to share with somebody. But I really don't feel ready to share with anybody. So I know I have tricks. So next day, Beseder, I pulled up a chair next to him. And I just stared him down. Stared him down. Good 45 minutes. Stared him down. He goes to the bathroom. You see, when I went to this bathroom after, there were tear stains. So he goes to the bathroom and he comes out. He says, you know what? I think I'm ready to talk. I'm like, oh, you are now? Oh. So he comes into my office and he tells me I have an anger problem. I have an anger problem. And you understand what I tell him? I tell him, get out of my office. You have an anger problem? I don't care. Work it out for yourself. These are the great effects of mustard. It can really make you fend for yourself in the big world out there. Now a little segment for all the wives of the people with anger problems. First thing I would suggest, hide all the hard and soft objects in your house. Basically, just take everything out of your house. Everything breakable, everything that can break something, everything that could break you. Next, I suggest taking a bat and whacking your husband across the head. You see, when someone has an anger problem, needs some anger towards them, really knock them out of the stage. Also, I would suggest taking them to a room with lots of glass everywhere and let them pick up the glass and let them decide to throw it at you. If they do throw it at you, do not go to the hospital. Trust me, I do not think, I don't think that you will die of blood loss. I don't think. You can't trust me on this, but I don't think you'll die of blood loss. Just my opinion. Infection maybe, but not blood loss. Then, I've seen this work in front of my eyes. Take him into a room filled with cups and tell him to dive into the cups and try to find a single strand of hay. If he finds it, means he does not have a problem. Don't ask me how. This is just how it works. So a story once happened to me when Trump was president. And you see, I know politics. I know politics very well. So I was by one of his speeches and he said that he's going to build a wall. So I asked him then, how will all the immigrants get in? He said that the wall is meant so the immigrants cannot get in. It reminded me of a story that happened a long time ago. When I was young, I took a bowling ball and threw it at somebody's wall. Don't ask me why. But I threw the bowling ball at somebody's wall. And I got sued. So I knew the judge. So I slipped him a donut. And the look of glee, the look of brightening up on that judge's face when I slipped him that little donut, sticks with me to this day. So in the court case, the prosecutor noticed something. There was some red stuff on his beard. And there were some sprinkles on his mustache. So he asked him, judge, have you been eating donuts? And the judge, of course, said no. And I was sweating in my knickerbockers. And the judge ruled that I was innocent, even with all the proof. The prosecutor, furious. And I remember, he said something that is still relevant today after all these years. He said, That is as stupid as making a wall so that immigrants cannot come in. You see, it was an expression back then. Someone says, I think that human rights are dumb. You say, that's as stupid as building a wall so immigrants cannot get in. Someone says, I think communism was actually pretty tight. You say, that's as stupid as building a wall so the immigrants cannot get in. Makes it relevant. And so, this very prosecutor, I remember, turned into one of the greatest football players of all time. His name was Colt Jackson. See, Colt Jackson, one of the most Hasidic football players ever. Make a big fuss nowadays. How football players, he put a mezuzah on his door, he put a mezuzah on his door. Fair. Colt Jackson put a mezuzah on his helmet. And every time his helmet got bashed, he wrote another letter in his mezuzah. Until finally, after he had 7 concussions, he had finished his entire mezuzah. And then he died, unfortunately. But his helmet of mezuzahs is still hanging on my wall today if you go into the bathroom. So, I remember one time I walked into a hockey stadium. And I snuck him some food. I'm not going to tell you, but it's actually the type of food that kills people. But I snuck him some food. And they asked me, why did you sneak in this type of food? And I said, I know where I am. I'm in a place that doesn't need a mezuzah. So then they said, oh yeah? Oh yeah? Oh yeah? So then I said, look up. What do you see? And they said, I see the Abishter's essence. And I said, oh, really? Oh, me too. So I went into the game, and it was schmack. It was the Oilers versus the Mineral Oilers. And the Mineral Oilers were clapping the Oilers. And it was crazy. And then suddenly, one of the skates broke one of the hockey sticks. And it went flying everywhere. And it hit a passerby in the head. And this passerby got so angry that he threw his car into the oblivion. And astronomers still say that his car is on course to hit the sun. And when the car hits the sun will turn into the shape of a car and hopefully not drive away. Thank you for tuning in. I was talking to a young man and he asked me to go get him a soda. And I said no, because I'm not a slave. And then he told me a pasuk from the great Shakespeare. A pasuk from the great Shakespeare says, thou soda shall be as clear as thy heart. And now from this, I knew that I should fill the soda with dirt. So I filled the soda with dirt, and when he drank it, he threw up. So he asked me, why did I fill the soda with dirt? So I said, because Shakespeare says, thou soda shall be as clear as thou heart. Of course, very offended. So then he went, and he took all of the foam out of my walls so that everybody could hear everything that I was saying. And my Shabbos taste, I said a joke. A little bit offensive to some people. A little bit offensive. The joke went like this. Mexican and a Schweizer jumped off a big building and they wanted to see who will land first. So who do you think landed first? Schweizer. Mexican had to clean the windows. So some people heard this joke. So they wrote me a letter. It was a very angry letter. It was one of the letters that came in the parcel that say urgent response needed, and the letter went like this. 2 people, a pizza and a rabbi, jump off a building. Who do you think fell first? The rabbi, because the pizza got stuck to the windows. So I was very offended by this joke. So I think we started a little. What do the youngsters say? Started a little stake. We had a little stake. And so I wrote back to him. A Schweiz person, and a shoe are in an oven. What is the shoe shade of the Schweiz? Why are you so schwartzy? So I think I could see him throwing down his letter when this was happening. And then I found out that this guy was actually my neighbor. It made it a little bit awkward when I needed him to lend me some eggs. But other than that, I think our friendship still remained. But again, the anger that he said when he heard my joke about the shoe was unphenomenal. Unphenomenal, and it really ties in to the pasuk from Yechezkel that says, "Tziva Taira, Lanu Yechezkel," which you can derive that if you're a shoe and you're in an oven, and the shoe says something not nice to you, a little bit not nice, we We have to really have self-control over ourselves. Now, for everybody's favorite part of the podcast, the musser. So, I heard a story where this guy, his left index finger imploded. Just imploded. So, went to his Rosh Yeshiva, asked him, why did this happen to me? Why? The Rosh Yeshiva said, because you are not careful in the mitzvah of killing Amalek. Next day, this man, he goes to the gun store and buys all the guns in the entire gun store. And he hired a couple of capable bachrim, to stand on the top of some high buildings. Whenever they see somebody wearing a I'm Pro Amalek t-shirt, I'm not going to say what they did. And suddenly, one day, his next finger imploded. And he asked him, what happened? And he said, you were not careful enough in the mitzvah of separating wool from linen. So he went to his house and he searched and searched and searched till he could find some wool and linen. And finally, he took off his glasses and threw them on the ground in frustration. And you know what he saw on those glasses? One strand of wool and on the other side, strand of linen. And he saw that Take, so Rosh Yeshiva is never wrong. The next day, his last finger imploded. He realized this is terrible because his first mitzvah was killing Amalek and now we cannot pull the trigger. So he went to his Rosh Yeshiva and said, why this time? Rosh Yeshiva said, because you do not have enough faith in anything. And so, he finally decided to do something very terrible. So when he was in Gan Eden, after he did this terrible thing, his entire body imploded. So he came back as a potato. And this potato slowly rolled to the Rosh Yeshiva. And the potato asked the Rosh Yeshiva, why did this happen to me? And he said, because you did something very bad. I really can't say what this thing is. But he was in such pain as a potato. Trust me, you do not want to come back as a potato. And then somebody put him in as potato kugel, and he got eaten. And then he was able to finally elevate his own neshama to Shemayim because he was eaten as a Shabbos tish. Thank you for tuning in to the Mozart Project. Oh, wait, I forgot. And just to make sure, remember, if you ever have anger, use it to kill Amalek. Thank you for tuning in.